Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Good morning, JP. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
So check this out. I was just...
How's Mr. Snoozy Taint over there?
Oh, yeah.
How's Mr. Snoozy Taint? You all right over there, Brett?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Brett's new nickname as of this morning, and Monica and everybody, you should be ready for it, is Snoozy Taint.
Yes.
That was almost like
to get to the other side. That was like the joke.
Snoozy Taint. Why don't you explain the story?
Let him explain it to you.
I got my physical therapy for my left hand. We've discussed that here, where part of the exercise, I guess they have to fill quarters for the hour. And one, since they've kind of run out of the hand exercise and the hand massage, one of those things is riding a bike.
You can't ask him to double up on the hand massage?
I probably could.
That's gonna be
but
nice.
I don't mind it. But the wind bike, you know, the one that looks like a fan.
Yeah, those things are a bitch.
They are. But the two ones that they had there were taken. So I went on just like your regular standard exercise bike yesterday. And I remember Roger talking about how his taint area was.
It hurt a little bit when I rode my bike.
Hurt a little bit. You know, I have a little discomfort on that bike when I get off. I do it for 15 minutes. And then, but yesterday, the seat's a little smaller. It's a little more compact, and I'm really going at, you know, riding that bike the last 2 or 3 minutes, and I get off the bike, and my taint area was asleep. Like, take the paint, take the feeling that you have when your foot is asleep or your arm is asleep, and put it in your taint area.
No.
And that's exactly what I had.
Nice little
sleepy taint.
And therefore, we have Mr. Snoozy Taint.
And I have a nice snoozy taint.
Well, how do you, what do you do, walk it off? How do you, like?
You had to. I got him like, okay. All right. You know, all right. All right. Let me just walk over here. And then I sat down into the flat chair awaiting my hand massage. And I'm like, oh, boy. Ow. Ow.
No, no.
I don't have to give taint massages. That's all you need was some blood.
I should have asked him.
You don't sit there and just rub the taint in front of everybody?
You probably could.
That's
like you do
say.
With a sleepy foot and a sleepy arm. Yeah,
punch
you
just
rub it a little.
You
probably
it.
Could.
Just smack it on
I
a...
sat down. Oh, my God. So maybe I leaned a little too far forward.
If only there was somebody with a Twitter account, Mr. Snoozy Taint.
If only
that happened.
That won't happen.
If only there was some sort of Photoshop person that would be
that kind of stuff.
I don't even know how the hell you would Photoshop a Snoozy Taint.
Oh, I think people know.
Not figure it out. So Brett is now Mr. Snoozy Taint.
So that's my official DJ Snoozy Taint.
DJ. Now is DJ Snoozy Taint.
DJ Snoozy Taint.
Is he friends with
Funk Flex?
Yeah, Funk Flex.
That's Funk Flex's new name too.
DJ Snoozy Taint, son.
No,
get your feeling tingles all over.
That's right. Did it stay numb for a while, or did it snap back pretty quickly?
It took about 30 seconds, but it was a long 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, this isn't good. This isn't good. So I guess I was too close to the front of the seat where the knob was like really pressed up underneath.
Right. When it's pressed up against, it slows the blood flow. So just when you're doing it, you can take your butt off the seat for a couple seconds.
So
do that a few times, you'd have been fine.
So what you're telling me is you had that hard knob pressed up against your taint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like flush up against it.
Flush.
I mean.
God.
Pressed really tight.
Right.
That knob was right in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you restrict the blood flow like that, you're probably throbbing.
Forget about it.
What is happening?
I can't imagine what the veins look like under there. I can't imagine what that situation looks
He's
like.
He's got a snoozy taint now, Monica.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brett, was there any moment where you thought it might last a while? Like, did you get a little nervous real quick?
Or no,
I knew exactly what it was.
I think if it lasted any longer than what it was, I'd be concerned.
Mm.
But especially coming off the conversation about Roger's slightly...
Painful.
Yeah, mine wasn't even close to snoozy, but mine just hurt a little bit.
So it was fresh in the mind. So I'd be, I'd be more concerned if it would lasted any more than what it did.
Roger and JP's last taint standing. I feel like we actually we at least have a spinoff here.
You know, if you go to ride a bike, we could have a trio of taint problems. Mine was slightly achy taint. His is snoozy taint. Yours, who knows what would happen? You have to try it out.
Mine is pristine taint.
But Brett, you know how when your arm falls asleep or your foot falls asleep, and you can feel it starting to, you know, lose. It's getting a little numb, and so that's when someone will normally just stand up or do whatever they do so that their body part doesn't fall asleep. Did you start feeling it falling asleep?
No, I felt it as soon as I got off the bike.
So it just happened.
As soon as I stood up, I'm like, oh, okay. this isn't good. All right, I can get off the bike good. Let me just walk right over here. All right, let me sit down in the regular seat. Oh, that's not helping either. That's not helping. Right. Oh, boy.
Did you feel a need to squirm at all, or is it just a walk it off thing?
It was probably a walk it off thing. So it was definitely shocking on how much it was asleep, and not realizing it while I was biking.
Mm. Was it a Kegels thing? Like, did you do a couple squeeze?
Nope, I just sat still. Although I can't do that. I do that from time to time.
Yeah, no, it's good for you.
So next time I do it, my next physical therapy appointment, I will be making sure to do Kegels.
Kegel right now, you feel better.
Okay. There you go.
Just Kegel.
Let me ask you a question. You said something in the beginning of this before we got to the snoozy, not before we got to the snoozy taint, but right after.
Yes.
Where you go into physical therapy for your hand, wrist, but they got to fill quarter hours.
That's my guess, because I see everybody, it seems to go to the bike.
So if if this wasn't covered by your benefits, I know you're paying a copay, but if you had to pay, say, the $200 a session or whatever they're charging whatever they would charge you, would you be vocal about why am I on a bike when my wrist hurts, when my hand hurts?
I would. Like I said, I don't mind it, but I would definitely question if I'm paying per
per visit,
per exercise.
Right.
I would definitely be like, yeah, hold on, don't worry about it. Make it $150 instead of $200. Thanks. I'll do my bike at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if that biking with your snoozy taint on the seat is $50.
Right.
I mean, why would you ever pay for that when you don't really need it? It doesn't help your wrist.
No.
In fact, aren't you holding on to the bike handles and squeezing when you're riding?
I am concerned. I do. I'll kind of keep the hand open. I'll keep it closed. I'll switch hands. I'm being extra thoughtful when doing so. I'm not like holding on to it for dear life. For 15 minutes.
Well, there he is. Now forever known as Snoozy Taint. DJ Snoozy Taint.
Thank you so much for your support.
We should talk to Olivero and see if he can get us like a Rays jersey. You know, a Tampa Bay Rays jersey. And just get the name Snoozy Taint across the back.
That's a great idea.
Just in time for nickname day.
Number 00 or 69. Something, wacky like that.
Snoozy Taint.
DJ Snoozy Taint, son! Wake up!
So next time you're on the bike, what are you going to do? You're probably going to be conscious of where your weight is distributed, the taint.
Even if those bikes are taken like they were this time, I'm definitely not taking that little bike.
What are you going to say to your therapist? I'm just going to sit out this portion. Come see me in 15 minutes.
I'm going to wait it out.
Brett? Well, last time.
I'm going to jog in place.
Funny story.
Right. Justin on line one, go ahead.
Hey guys, how we doing?
I'm
a physical therapist, and I just wanted to let you know that you guys are exactly right. The bike riding is nothing but an insurance grab, a complete waste of time.
That is so lame.
So what are his options? If he doesn't do it, then they're going to probably be like, well, that's part of the protocol, and you can't come here. What are they going to do to him?
No, but, I mean, they're not going to kick you out. The bottom line is, they have to probably, in an outpatient setting, they probably have to bill for a 45-minute session. And, like Brett is saying, they're kind of running out of options with the hand massage and a little bit of hand exercise. So the fancy buzzword for the bike is some form of anaerobic therapeutic exercise that's going to increase circulation and possibly help the body relax so that it'll better tolerate the massage and all the other crap.
All right.
But they're blatantly lying to him. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and stand around and kind of bite them on it and see what they say. Better yet, keep recorded and report it on air.
adjusting your phone is really difficult.
And they're probably used to it, so they don't even think about it now. They just do it as like habit. All right, now you go on the bike, and they don't even think about it. Meanwhile, it was originally done just to add another quarter hour as was the theory, now the fact.
So everybody in that office is running the same circuit.
And
like they're just taking out the part that's really, but so you're, in your case, it's a hand. In somebody else's case, it's the knee. In somebody else's case, it could be an ankle or whatever it is.
So you and got Justin sleepy taint for nothing.
Snoozy taint.
Sorry. It's like,
Get it right. Hashtag snoozy taint.
Okay,
thank you.
He could change the world with that hashtag. You know that, right?
We're trying to.
That's how things work.
And Justin, do they wait a little bit too? Like make sure you get that full hour in? Like
he's gone.
Oh, never mind. Like, I feel like, because the massage is the last thing, and sometimes I'll be sitting there for, like, 5-10 minutes awake. I mean, he's going around to other people, but I feel like he's waiting purposely so that it doesn't end any sooner than an hour.
Damn,
I feel like that's
totally right.
How many patients is one therapist seeing and one, and like, say you're there from 4 to 5.
Right.
Or 5 to 6, whenever you're there. How many patients is that one therapist seeing at the same time?
I've been there where it is like 3 or 4 people, and I've also been there where there's 10 people.
Wow.
So,
and you guys are all on different stages of doing things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Susan, same way.
One therapist for 10 people?
I believe that.
I think you got to find
And they have a couple more, and they have like sometimes 2 therapists on duty too. I mean, this is the place I'm going to is surprisingly busy.
So why don't you maybe try and find a smaller joint?
I don't need to.
Mickey Krabs.
It's 2 minutes from my house.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
And they get me in right away. It's no problems. Uh-oh, where we got?
Mickey Krabs already photoshopped Brett.
God.
A snoozy tape.
Hold on, I gotta say
it. I know you
I'm rushing to.
No, you don't.
Wait.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to get to. Oh,
no.
My God. Oh, no.
Why?
He took Brett's
head. Where is it?
Oh, my God. Brett's floored. Brett is actually
floored. Your face is now Brett's snoozy tape.
Where is it?
And you're snoozing.
Oh, my God.
I can find a picture of you asleep. That's all
at
I want to know.
Mickey Krabs on Twitter has now put Brett's head on a sprawled out male figure.
It's on the
put
floor.
JP's face with ZZZ above his head right where Brett's tape would be.
I always told you we made a good team, Brett.
Oh, you
sure
do.
So gross.
Oh, my God.
Why am I looking at it? Like,
what in the world? How did you do that?
And according to this, it looks like you might have went for a Brazilian before you...
Well, you have to.
Right.
Yeah.
And the title of it is Snoozy Taint, son.
Oh, man.
That's at Mickey Krabs, spelled just like you think.
Just so many
JP's wrong. Face there. Oh, my God.
Honestly, how did he find a picture? Is it JP with his eyes
closed?
What's
that picture from?
That was after I had the procedure done on my heart.
Oh, see?
And you tweeted a picture of yourself? I guess? Nobody else did.
No, there was a picture on Facebook. There was a picture on Facebook.
You put it on Facebook? And I guess Mickey Krabs goes hunting for pictures.
Yeah, how did he find
and you have oxygen
things?
With your eyes closed.
What's wrong?
Snoozing. That's just so great.
What is wrong with everybody right now?
Oh, he is messed up. Mickey is totally entertaining if you ever want to Twitter. If you want to liven up your Twitter a little bit.
I can't stop looking at it, and I don't know why.
I can't either.
Hey, hold on a second.
I'm amazed
Brett,
by it.
Did we ever get to... I don't remember if we talked about it here. Did we ever get to the bottom of Roger taking the selfies in the men's room with people peeing behind him?
I don't think you guys asked me about it. I don't think we talked about it on the air.
Did we talk about it on the air?
I don't
remember.
Think so. I think
what
you guys asked me about
it. What were you doing taking selfies in a men's room with guys peeing at urinals behind you?
The only thing I could think of, because it was from 2015, is I posted after somebody said, that's amazing. I said, yeah, my selfie game isn't really great. I think I just started taking them. I don't even think I knew the guy was there, because otherwise, why would I take it? I was taking it for the North Carolina shirt, obviously, but,
but you
I don't think on my phone I looked at the background and stuff, which... done that before. I put one up just a couple weeks ago where I had lampposts sticking out of my head. I didn't realize
if you don't
it because it was on my phone.
Roger posted something on Twitter last week where he was taking a selfie of himself in a men's room while people were standing at urinals.
No, I posted it 3 years ago.
Right, but it was...
But somebody I think Mickey Krabs, he finds pictures like he just found it.
Do you understand that? You do understand that taking selfies in a men's room can get you killed.
Well, yeah, I didn't think there was... no way I would have taken it if I knew the guy was right behind me taking a piss or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have done it. No way. If I took I was trying to take the picture of the shirt, and then we were in Orlando, we figured out, at some sort of conference thing. So I was probably taking it quick and going out and sending it to Courtney or something. Who knows? I might have sent that to Courtney, but I tweeted it.
You tweeted a selfie of you in a men's room with a guy at a urinal to your daughter?
It was just a mirror. But I didn't, again, so I don't think I looked at the background.
If it was a mirror, how do you not see the guy standing there with his penis out?
I don't know, because it's on a phone, and it's much smaller than what you see on a computer on Twitter, for example. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. That was 3 years ago. My selfie game wasn't, I mean, I just started taking selfies.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I looked at the background. That's the only thing I got.
Anyone buying it?
Oh,
no,
why not?
No.
If it was today, I mean, I totally. I mean, how would I miss that? But nonetheless.
Well, it's a small screen. How could you not? You know, you don't really see anything on your phone screen. What does it make a difference if it was 3 years ago or now? Your phone's the same freaking size.
Because now I'm better at looking and finding details. Okay. Except for like that last one when I had lampposts coming out of my head.
Listen, if there's two things
I'm not in Brett's taint.
If there's
so you tweeting pictures of you with an oxygen thing on, your eyes closed from a medical situation.
If there's two things that I know for a fact after all these years that don't go together, it's you and facts.
Oh, Right. Well, you keep pushing that. Go ahead. Keep pushing that.
I'm not wrong.
You keep pushing it. I'm almost positive.
Comes from a reason. Lesbians.
Almost positive is completely honest. If I'm not sure of something, I say, I'm not positive.
What you do is, you'll make a statement, and then I'll question it. You'll stick to your statement. Mm-hmm. We'll question it some more, and then it becomes, I'm almost positive, which means I know you don't know jack about what you're making a statement about.
Well, that's not true.
That's true.
That's an assumption.
Brett.
An assumption that I don't know jack about it. I'll maybe have read something 2 days ago. I'll be like, I'm almost positive that's what it said.
Brett.
That's an honest statement.
Can you explain how this goes?
Yeah, it's a lack of details that you have, and so you say you're almost positive.
Mm-hmm. After he makes...
Yeah, but I'm being honest, because a couple of days ago, I don't remember all the details. I might have just seen a headline, whatever it was. I said, I think that's what I saw.
Right, okay.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Very honest. I don't say I definitely know.
You're honest now, because we called you out on it.
No, I'm honest then. You guys just don't... I tell you all the time.
Uh-huh.
Almost positive. Again, I'm not the one in Brett's taint.
I didn't put me there.
Wait for the remix, son. Logitate remix.
That's it.
I think that's going to break the internet today because
it might.
I can't stop.
It's breaking it currently.
God, listen, if I had the skills, I would probably put a picture of Raj with his tongue out.
No, don't tell.
I mean, that's just me. You know, I don't know how Mickey rolls.
Yeah, I don't know if there is one. If there is one, he's got it. Mm. If there is one. Mickey's got it.
That's the scary part. How does he find these pictures? Like, how many pictures does he have?
Yeah, he said he goes searching. Like, he'll search our website or Facebook or whatever. He'll go finding just to see what he's got, and then he cuts out our heads and edits them. And he has them in his little library, ready to go when he needs them.
Yeah, he does.
There may be a picture somewhere on Facebook or maybe our website for the other radio station where Roger and I interview Gene Simmons, and there may be a picture with Roger's tongue out like Gene Simmons. There may be.
That was the picture. All three of us had our tongues out, and Gene didn't.
That was the gag. I could be wrong on that, but that might exist.
Well, it'll be me and you and Steady Eddie have our tongues out, and Gene Simmons doesn't.
Right, but he already used my face. So,
but you never know.
I'm just making suggestions.
You are so wrong right now.
Oh, no. I am so right.
All right, well, we'll look forward to Mickey Krabs in the Snoozy Taint remix. All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone.
He also got to appreciate
top 10 list after 1:30.
The speed of his game.
Oh, he's unbelievable. So good. So skilled. Always fun. We'll liven up your Twitter feed at Mickey Krabs. Well, Roger and JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.